David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 358. A mildly amusing story about my dad's fiancé and a mobile phone. My dad's fiancé got a mobile phone for Christmas, and it's caused quite a bit of merriment, actually, just watching her. I think it's actually been the best present for us all, really, because it's just been really enjoyable watching her struggle, trying to work out how to work the thing. I mean, at one point, she got quite annoyed about it, because she said it's nowhere near as good as a landline, because someone rang her, and she could hear the phone ringing from across the room, and she tried to get to it, and she just missed the call. And she complained. She said that the problem with the phone was that the landline, at least it rings loudly, so that you can hear where it is, so that you can hear it ringing, and you can go and get it. So we suggested a rather innovative solution, and that was that maybe she could take her mobile phone and carry it around with her. Take her mobile phone with her when she leaves the room. And she said, well, I suppose I could do that, I suppose. So that was quite a revelation for her. Anyway, so obviously she'd missed that call, and now she needs to find out who'd called her. So we can hear her pressing buttons on the phone, and there's a bit of a pause, and then she goes, well, that is just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And we said, what? And she says, it's ridiculous. I tried ringing 1471, and it tells me that the number can't be called. We said, what the bloody hell are you doing ringing 1471? She said, well, that's what you do, isn't it, when you miss a call? But apparently it doesn't work on a mobile phone. And this apparently is progress. Anyway, so she's quite smug about this, because she's not been particularly keen on using a mobile phone. She seems to think it's... She was a bit smug about this. She's like, see? Can't even ring 1471. Absolutely ridiculous. Until we pointed out that you could quite easily find out who'd rang you just by pressing a button, which brings up the missed calls list. And basically a whole host of other things that caused quite a lot of amusement over the Christmas holidays. It kind of reminds me of my Nana. My Nana was a bit unsure with answering machines. I don't think she quite understood what an answering machine was. I think she was a bit confused by the fact that instead of getting the person she expected to get, i.e. my mum or my dad, instead she would get this woman's voice. This rather posh woman saying, hello, thank you for calling, but the person you're calling is not available to take your call right now. Please leave a message after the tone, and we will get back to you as soon as we can. I think she kind of found the formal way of talking, and she, you know, she was from Hartlepool, and I think she kind of got a bit deferential to the formal voice. And she was like, oh, there's a posh lady telling me to leave a message. You know, this is quite official. So that would mean that Nana would get a lot more posh when she was leaving a message. Even though, if we spoke to her on the phone, she'd be like, hello? Yeah, I'm just wondering when you're coming round. And it was also clear as well that she didn't realise that we would be getting the message directly from her. She thought that this woman, whoever was talking to her now, would relay the message on. And she would be like, hello, can you tell Margaret, that was my mum, that I shall be round at 7:30 this evening. End of message. Thank you. Goodbye. But she got quite confused by answering machines. We did try and explain it to her. She kind of got better as time went on. It kind of makes you think, are we living in a time now where technology, we're so used to technology, we're so used to computers and phones doing things, that my generation will just be fine with everything and we'll just take it in our stride because, you know, technology's moving at a pace, but we're kind of keeping up with it. Or will there be a situation where we'll be left behind? There's a part of me that thinks, no, we'll keep up and, you know, like phones will progress and, you know, we'll be talking to holograms and we'll be absolutely fine with that. But then there's another part of me that thinks, no, we will not be. We will be completely left behind. I'm in my 30s now, my early 30s. I'm 31. I'm going to be left behind. In 20 years or whatever, I'm going to be left behind. I'm pretty sure of that because I can already tell that there's already the signs that I feel out of the loop. Like, for instance, Bradley, my nephew, he was 2 year old and he was watching YouTube by himself. Just like he had an iPad and he was just flicking from video to video, watching the stuff that he wanted to watch and some of the stuff he was watching as well. Apparently his favourite thing on YouTube is watching a 6 year old toy reviewer who is a massive sensation in America apparently. He's 6 year old, he does videos all by himself and he reviews toys and he's so successful at it and so popular that toy manufacturers, the biggest toy manufacturers out there, send him toys for free for him to review because they want to be seen having their toys reviewed by him, this 6 year old kid. And apparently he gets over 10 million views when he puts something on YouTube. Apparently it's financially lucrative for him as well. So much so that because of advertising, because of the amount of people who view his videos, he's now got advertising and YouTube pay him to put videos up. And he's earned so much money from this that his parents have bought a new house and moved to a better location. He is 6 year old and he is funding his parents. His parents can retire and he is 6 year old. He is the breadwinner. And that to me is just absolutely astounding. And I'm 31, but to someone like Bradley, that's absolutely fine. To be a YouTuber is a career. For someone like me who's 31, who doesn't get this, I don't really put the dollops on YouTube. I think it's like 16 of the dollops on YouTube. I haven't really advertised it, but I clearly don't know what I'm doing. I mean, really, I should be putting these things on YouTube and giving everybody the YouTube link, and then people will share it and I'll get hundreds and thousands of views. Maybe, you know, I've no idea. I just stick it on my website. There you go. Download that for free. And here's this 6-year-old making money. You know, he's not doing dramas about Father Christmas getting told off for not doing his risk assessment form properly. He's not doing little dramatic monologues where he's pretending to have sex with the Christmas tree. Obviously, he doesn't do that. I mean, he's 6-year-old. That would be a little bit odd. I mean, that's the kind of thing he'd probably be doing when he's 8. Thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with Dollop 359.